Hello, WMFO listeners. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. I'm subbing for DJ Polly B. The giddy up normally is going on right now from 4 to 6. Thank you, DJ Polly B. I don't know if we've met in person, but we've definitely met through the internet WMFO subbing system, so that's something. As far as the listeners out there, I usually have a show on Thursdays. Obviously not going to do that this week, Turkey Day. So I looked for a sub myself, as everyone is just getting out of town. Or just hanging out with their families, which is 100% understandable. Myself, I'm going to D.C. If anybody has any awesome advice on driving from Boston to D.C., specifically routes around like the New Jersey, New York area, I would be 100% interested in your input. I've made that drive one time going north from DC to Boston. However, it's interesting because it says it's going to be 7 hours. I don't know. I know that that area and the DC area is just known for straight up standstill traffic. Anybody who's listening right now, apparently it's a really big travel time right now. The places that I've lived or the places that I know, definitely, it's kind of Wednesday was the day to travel. Where I went to school in Atlanta, Wednesday was the day. I don't know if I ever got off school like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You had to sort of muscle it through that last Wednesday, especially professors. They'd be like, oh yeah, I'm giving you a ton of weird information about the test or the final or something, so you better be there Wednesday. And then sure enough, nobody's there, and the professor is just like, all right, well, I guess I can't do, you know. And you're sitting there like, I could have been on a Delta flight flying to the Pits right now, and I'm here in biology class looking at you, a TA, because the professor didn't even show up. So anyway, yeah, call in 855-915-9636 if you have any sweet ideas about driving from Boston to DC. Gonna do that tomorrow. Other than that, I mean, we're gonna do this show kind of like I do my show on Thursdays, 3 to 4, fast and loose. It's gonna be just songs. There's gonna be some requests potentially, and then other than that, it's just gonna be a solid time. So 91.5 WMFO. If you're stuck in traffic, hang out. We got this time. We have this time together to do some freeform music. Special thank you to DJ Polly B for letting me have this time. The Giddy Up will be back next week. So after all the Thanksgiving stuff, you'll have some time to get back in the game. We'll be back to normal time. All right, sweet. Well, you're listening to Tribe Called Quest right now. That could continue, or it couldn't. I'm just going to have to find out. I don't know. I hate doing that. I'm not. I don't plan on playing any, at least for the next 3 songs. Sweet. WMFO.
Straight in me out. I gotta wake up early. I gotta move your couch. you nervous.
There's a joint around the way that's supposed to be real. Word.
He said, we got all day, so we gonna do it right. Hit your man's joint first and jam rock it one night. Then I said, alright. Then I hopped inside the jetty. Let me take a shower, I'm sweaty, and then I'll be ready. Tonight is the night I get my groove on steady and get my drink on with that Ford named Betty. I went upstairs to get fly, smoke my tie, drunk some liquor to meet my hot quicker. Now I'm tight simo, the party is the MO. Me and my crew, we get it started like a demo. 11 in the evening, I'm feeling like a heathen. This thing is going down and I holly that I'm leaving. Booty cheeks, heart emotion, and the kids was drinking potion. Word is born, that black moon joint got me open.
Yo, the DJ put the script through on that good shit that made the kid lose his grip. Blend around this hip topping, got these shorties topping, number copping. Ain't no stopping me now, yo, I'm bound to win. Till that thing kicked in, the Alizé had me stuck. I don't know where to begin. Again, 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 again.
Now I'm feeling kinda jaded, while in Canary. Me and the fellas started acting irreverent. Just
then that shit caught up, these shorties looking fed up. They said you jonesing with this one, you jibbing with that one.
Hey yo, I'm just doing my thing, yo, I'm just having fun. You don't see me in here wildin', pulling out no gun. Yo, I see some of that thing, girl, and I want some. So let's step inside this corner so that we can rap on over this bumpin' ass song, plus a Ontario.
I hit you with the good lovin', plus filet mignon, yo.
Yeah, yeah, Scrammy Spins, that's that same old song. Hey, yo, tell me why the hell your breath smells so strong.
You put some brakes on your yappin' or you won't live long.
Please, nigga, push on.
Alright, Scram, see you later. Scram. Can't mess with the street sharks or these alligators.
I can't take it no more. Yo, it's damn near four. I've been partying and drinking since I came out my door.
Look at these kids about to mix it. Damn, where's the exit?
Son jetted to the ride, I got the burner out the Lexus.
Hey, yo, he cocked his joint back like he's about to let him have it.
Kid, I kept on moving like the energy of a rabbit.
Hey, yo, yo, it's time to skate. Ain't no time to contemplate.
Whoops, look at it, here's Jake.
Alright, you guys want to move the cars? Come on, let's go.
Yo, come on, yo. Yo, that shit is fucked up, man.
I made my debut in 86 with a melody in a president's mix, and I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps when they sweat the technique.
try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Thesis took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. Letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculpture, the structure. Because of my culture, I'm a with the constructor. Style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. I speak in the squeak, it's talking cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Pulled with the seat, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old techniques, become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you're freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. There were some mistakes made, and I want to acknowledge those mistakes. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. You expect Mistake Free Radio, and that was not delivered to you. My side of the contract, the social contract that we made with each other, was not upheld. So I apologize for that. If anything, me scrolling through songs, it kind of let you know that a change of pace was happening. I figured, actually, might as well just kind of talk over it a little bit. Cool. Call in. Especially if you're at work and, like, nothing's going on. I had a similar situation earlier where, like, a lot of just, like, things have already been wrapped up and things are kind of just, like, you know, just kind of hanging out. Which is cool. Hanging out is cool. But, like, I think we're all switched into vacation mode. Which is definitely me. I mean, if you would describe this one, that radio set, which was A Tribe Called Quest, The Front Bottoms, A Tribe Called Quest, and Eric B. and Rakim. Oh, and The Front Bottoms. Nice little sandwich. Actually, it would be a sandwich if it was like an Oreo cookie, but the cream, there were two sets of cream, and like the one would be the top, the part that your fingers are touching and not necessarily your thumbs, that part of the cream, that part of the cookie. If there's cream on top, which doesn't make any sense, whatever. I hadn't eaten an Oreo in probably like 6 years, and then I'm at a party. And somebody had it was like frosting. It was like a frosting Oreo, which, like, you know, you think it's frosting, but it's like the Funfetti frosting in as the frosting. It was incredible. Like, brought tears to my eyes. Reminiscent of my childhood, where I used to eat an entire sleeve of Oreos all the time. Like, as a meal. And my mom would be like, hey, what's the deal with this? And I'm like, Mama Rub, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not hungry. And she's like, phew, like hell you're not hungry. You're eating all this deer chili. That was my life. All right, we're going to switch gears.
that I gaze on so fondly today were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
For you, ooh, ooh. reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No wine, he's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
Hey, it's Nate. I'm back. We're going to talk about something really quick, and those are the songs that we just played. Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners. That's like a classic trivia question. I think I've been at trivia like 17 times total, and they ask that question every single time and get it wrong every single time because I never learn. True Feeling by Galantis. The Wand by The Flaming Lips. Got some artificial censoring in there. I had forgotten that there is one part of that song that is not fit to play over the airwaves. Still, though, amazing. And then, of course, The Distance by Cake. Yeah, I'm going to read you a quick PSA here. WMFO, happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive. It's that very special time of year. And WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, especially however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, that's if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or if you're just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or go to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5. FM, the radio station that wants all of its free-form loving listeners back in the new year. Nice job to whoever wrote that. I think it was Edward. Thank you, Edward. Hopefully you're listening. Shout out all the way over to West Somerville, where Edward lives. We appreciate you hanging around with us here on WMFO. Listeners, as you know, if you're a subscriber to Fast and Loose, the radio station that I listen to on Thursday, the radio station that I listen to and then also operate on Thursdays from 3 to 4, then you know I do not let a time go by where I do not open up the floor for conversation about the Leafs. I'm sure you watched that game last night against the Coyotes, the worst team in the league. Their coach is the former assistant coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sorry, the two-time Stanley Cup champion, back-to-back and reigning Stanley Cup champion, Pittsburgh Penguins, my hometown, my team. Sidney Crosby, pretty much best friends with him. Actually, Phil Kessel, pretty much best friends with him. Anyway, Phil Kessel's former team, the Leafs, fell. That game was mostly 2-1. If you look at the scoreline, I think 4-1. They let in a few empty netters there towards the end. Clayton Keller, 2 assists. It was a great game. A great game across the board. Had a lot of action. Disallowed goal at the end. Didn't really hear what the Toronto folks thought about that. All the podcasts I listen to come from Toronto. That's just a really quick, plug for a city. And the fact that they're great at podcasts. So, that comes to the time where I will stop. Probably come back in a couple more times. Keep listening. WMFO. WMFO.org.
I listened in. Yes, I'm guilty of this. You should know this. I broke down and wrote you back before you had a chance to forget, forgotten. I am moving past this, giving notice. I have to go. Yes, I know the feeling. Know you're leaving.
Maybe if I cry. Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your involvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Pluck Two, it's Pluck and from two, the soul two. I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is two, cause it takes two, not three, to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. To let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Like to begin at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be in top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. Full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause... soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pop's brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
of sex tips. Remember when the bars double or a betting pencil. Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, but as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem. Took a left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again.
Tell me yours. Tell me hers. Tell me hers. Yeah, yeah.
Hello, listeners. This is Nate. I'm back. Boy, what a weird set it was. Tegan and Sarah, The Con, De La Soul, I Know, Fluorescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys, Favorite Color by Tokyo Police Love, Police Club, Never Let You Go by Third Eye Blind. Not a mistake that I played that song. That album, Blue, awesome. Third Eye Blind had a ton of hits. And the best part about that song, Never Let You Go, is that last line. She's like a sunburn I would like to save. He was so happy with himself, like, for writing that lyric, that he just kept on repeating it. That was the best part. He was just like, you know what? I've got it. This is it. In today's pop world, you make an entire chorus out of that, and you ride that thing to dollars, to the dollar signs, to Texas with the dollar sign instead of an S. Yeah. Hey, real quick, this is Eyes Be Closed by Washed Out. And just so you know, there's 1,000 remixes of this song. I knew that because I was putting it into the computer here. As you know, we log all the songs here at WMFO. If you go to WMFO.org, or you're already listening on WMFO.org, you can see not only the playlists, but a million other things via our good friends over at Spinitron, which is awesome. So, yeah, you can always see what we're playing. But also, when we log songs here, there's like an autocomplete. And sometimes they auto-complete like a ton of remixes because you're putting it in and all that kind of stuff. And this song, Eyes Be Closed, just has 1,000,000 remixes. Probably the most I've ever seen. Remix. It's the, I think Remax is the home. That's the home selling thing. Yeah. But anyway, it's been a good time. You're listening to WMFO.org. I got another hour at this. So in case you got to clock out and drive home, you got me. Hey, Washed Out's on Sub Pop. Yeah, I know. This is a little bit. We're kind of looking around. Looking for the squirrels in the old studio here. We got some solid music coming up for the next hour. I'm kind of doing it just fast and loose and just playing the songs as we play them. And just kind of picking them and seeing what sounds good. So if you got a request, call in 855-915-9636 or text in my number, which I'm not going to put out on air. So just either you got it or you don't. And other than that, we're having a good time. Special shout out to Molly, who is listening and getting ready for work. Love you, babe. Molly and I just celebrated 3 years of marriage, 3 years of an incredible relationship that started... Well, we got to know each other about 9 years ago, but we've been dating. If you throw the marriage into the dating, I think we had about 3 years of dating and then 3 years of marriage. But yeah, we went out to a restaurant right here. Not right here, but here as in north of the river. We went over to Cambridge, the fair city of Cambridge, and just had a good, amazing meal via Chef Carl. That was a lot of fun. And one of my favorite things, we got to do one of my favorite things that we do together as a couple, which is... argue about something that has no answer. You know, nowadays arguing is not fun. I mean, for somebody like me that just makes up facts on the spot, I mean, if you're fact checking what I say, it's 99% false.